You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Been watching these videos. Pretty scary. You know, they had that big old earthquake in Russia. Which,
like,
by the way,
it's like an 8-point something.
8.8.
Yeah, it was a doozy.
It's one of the biggest ever. I think they ranked it seventh biggest.
Biggest since 2011, I know. Biggest of the last 14 years.
Yeah. How big was the one that Japan got the big tsunami?
Don't know off the top of my head. I think it was around that.
You think it was
I think it was
that
in
high?
That range, I think.
Well, I tell you, that Japanese tsunami in 2011, if you just go Google image photos of that, it's just hard to even wrap your head around.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, and that's, I mean,
and some of those videos of the rushing water, like, so that's, you know, I mean, the movies, when growing up, I was terrified of tsunami.
9.0 to 9.1.
Yeah, okay.
And that was in 2011, so yeah. It's the biggest since that one.
Yeah. So when you grow up in Kansas, you have a fear of, like, you don't know anything about the ocean, you never see the ocean.
Yeah.
And you're terrified of the ocean. And so, you know, the movies tell you that these big, you know, these walls of water, the tsunami. Like, tsunami would be, like, the number one thing that terrified me growing up. But they're not really like that. Yeah. They're to varying degrees. And
yeah, it's not necessarily the 60-foot of water. It's the amount of water. It's a swell.
Yeah.
What was the one in, was it Indonesia? That was, I don't know, and they made a movie about it. And there's video of that. It's because it's like when it comes in, it may only be 15 feet high, but it's carrying with it houses and cars and bridges and everything. And it ends up going 6 miles inland, and it's just a wave of debris that crushes and kills everything in its path.
Which is why Japan was so bad.
Well, and we had the nuke plant. You know,
it's just
meltdown.
Like, just watching that is terrifying, but it's different than how you maybe picture what a really bad tsunami could look like, right?
Yes.
So you don't really know. So I'm sitting there watching.
The one we picture is what the movie show, that's the apocalyptic.
Right.
200, like an asteroid hits.
End of days style.
End of days, a 200-foot wall of water. They say, like, if an asteroid hit, like, off the coast of California, like a dinosaur killer, the wall of water would be several hundred feet high and it would wash up like in Denver. Like that's end of days. This stuff doesn't create that.
There was one, and we've talked about this story before, and I don't remember where it was, but no one saw it. But they had a landslide into this. Do you remember talking about this story? There was a landslide of giant rocks into this body of water that created a 100-foot wave, but no one saw it. They just, scientists are going back and saying that this is likely what happened, but no one was there. Like,
yeah,
it's too remote.
Yeah.
So those types of tsunamis can happen.
They're just,
But my point is, I was watching all the people trying to evacuate in Hawaii today, or last night, whenever it was, because they issued, so this earthquake hits in Russia. And they issue a evacuation order for parts of Hawaii. and or all of what, I don't know what they, where are they going? Yeah. Just, I guess they're just going to high ground.
Yeah.
But dude, that's kind of terrifying because you don't real now. Nothing really happened. They got a few swells,
sure.
A couple feet.
Mm-hmm.
They got some debris washed up on some sidewalks. I mean, it wasn't bad.
No.
But they don't know that. You don't know that. You have visions of Japan in your head. Mm-hmm. Everybody's scrambling to get to higher ground. All these cars are lined up trying to get out of it. It's gridlock. Everybody's panicked.
Well, if you wait and see and it's bad, then it's too late. So you have to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. And there's, I mean, I can't believe it, but there are people that are like, well, why did you issue this warning or the evacuation? Well, because if it's a bad one, you have to evacuate.
If you have,
they don't know.
If you have one of the worst earthquakes over the last 25 years, you do have to be careful because when it is bad, again, go back to the Fukushima plant. I mean, the one in Japan should be a warning to everyone. So we got it on both ends because last night I got home and the BTJ was freaking out because a lot of her friends are from, her Asian friends are from Hawaii. You know, that's kind of a middle ground. A lot of Asian families end up settling in Hawaii. So she was texting with two or three of her good friends in Hawaii, and they were panicking, as you said, but they didn't know where to go. They said traffic was a nightmare. Think about the road in Maui. There's one road.
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere to go. So everyone was freaking out. Some people were just like taking like bicycles or trying to hike to higher ground. And then she was calling family back in Japan because they were freaked out over there. Although she felt kind of bad because her family was like, they're on the wrong side of Japan where it would hit. They're like, we're fine. That's someone else's problem. And then our daughter lives in Korea. So we were calling over there and she was like, oh, Japan will block it. It won't get to us. So it was like this weird passing of the buck. But yeah, there was a lot of, we're doing a lot of texting last night trying to like, hey, is everyone safe? And you know, like, are you panicked? Because we know a lot of people that are in those warning zones. And if you're there, I don't know how you dismiss that.
No, you can't.
You can't.
See, if I'm in Hawaii, I think I'm doing what you just said. I think I'm hiking to higher ground because you're not flying out of there.
No.
You're also, you know, if you're in your car, like, I don't know.
There's nowhere to
You're screwed. If you get the big one, your car's inconsequential anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to save my body.
You just walk it.
And I'm walking to the highest point possible, and I'm taking some snackies and maybe some booze.
Camping chair and see what happens.
Let's watch.
Did you see the news anchor that told people find a 10-story building and then go 4 stories higher than that? Seriously.
What?
Yeah. It's like that. You'll be safe if you can find a building that's 10 stories and you can go 4 floors above that.
Well, how do you
so
do that?
So 14 stories, I guess.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, why don't you just tell somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah. God. I don't know. That's a little, that's odd.
Well, anyway.
Well, and Japan was a little gun shy, obviously. People
well,
over there.
Yeah. I mean, and rightly so. Yeah. But anyway, we didn't get much.
Nope.
So thankfully, it wasn't a thing.
But this is the problem, is like you were saying, one of these days, there is going to be the bad one, and everyone's going to be like, you know. It's like the dude that goes out in the hurricane, and he's on a jet ski. It's fun, all fun and games until it's the one that you can't, you know, you can't
well, I will say, they
joke
weren't,
around with.
They weren't like, you know, for this one.
No.
They weren't in Hawaii. Like, that's the thing about Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Hawaii's great. This would be why I'd be terrified to live there.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, where are you going?
Yeah.
Yep. You're dead, bro.
Well, and that's, again, it's,
or you're living on top of a mountain.
It's a real thing over in Japan. Her family, their only saving grace is they're on the other coast. Like it you know, it kind of, it tucks you away, right? If it's going to come, it's going to come from the wrong side of it, for the most part. And that's, I need to ask, is that like a reason to move somewhere? Like if you're over there, you're like, you know what? I'm going to be on this other side. Like, do you feel like, or is that just like, you can't worry about that when you're thinking about where you're going to move?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cause you get that, like in Florida, like in the Gulf Coast, like one side gets it worse than the other.
I would never live there.
In the Gulf Coast?
Yeah. For that reason.
Yeah.
Every year you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
They call it hurricane season because it happens regularly every year.
Yeah. Imagine living in the Caribbean. Imagine being on one of those islands.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
Well, but I think to your point, you were talking about growing up in Kansas. I've told the story. I was driving through Oklahoma and the tornado siren hit, and I've never been a big, like, I was freaking out, and everyone around me thought I was the biggest bitch. Like, they were making fun of me.
Well, if you think about it, it's very different because tornadoes, while can be very bad,
yeah,
they can drop anywhere, and you can generally And there's just vast lands out there. So it's not like a whole coast of water.
But when you grow up there, the siren doesn't affect you. When you're me and you hear
the siren.
And you hear it, I'm like, okay.
It's very eerie.
I'm like, the twister. And like all of a sudden, everyone's inside. I'm like, cool, here's the Twister movie.
Yeah.
And I'm
trying. You go back to the movies.
And I'm trying to ask people, like, what do I do? And they're looking at me like, oh, get a BLT. And I'm like, I think I'm going to die. I hide behind a JCPenney's as if that's going to do something. But like, I was in a deep panic. I really thought it was my ass. And no one else cared. And I think that's the thing. When you live those places, I think you become numb to it. I think if you're in the Caribbean and you're like, hurricanes coming, you're like, eh, here's another one.
Whereas I guess with the hurricanes, but with tsunamis, that doesn't, I don't see that because tornadoes, it's not going to just drop right on your head, right? Like you should have enough warning. It may screw up your house, you know.
Yeah.
Your
mobile home.
Whatever, but. Whereas if you live on a coast and a big tsunami is coming, dude, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So you hear those sirens, that applies to everyone on that coast.
Sure.
Whereas tornado,
it's
a small swath it could be a big swath, but even that is small compared to the amount of land and where you could go, you can get away from it. So I think it's two different things, but I think with hurricanes, yes. I wonder if down there in like the Gulf Coast, they're just like, it's not a huge deal to them. Yeah. I just think that would be really, at the very least, annoying to have to board up your house and evacuate pretty much every year, if not every other year. Dude, come on.
That's why a lot of those people don't. They just ride it out. They're like, nope, I've been here and whatever.
Survive the last one. I'll survive this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing major happened.
Nope, we're okay.
But that was, it's scary.
Absolutely.
It's scary, dude. That tsunami thing. And this text is right. Somebody texted the fan text line and said, I was a little surprised to find out how little we know about tsunamis. Because they travel underwater, the speed and size aren't trackable until they hit the shallow water near the coast, and by then it's too late. That's exactly right. That's why you don't know. That's why they have to issue evacuation warnings.
Yeah.
Or evacuation orders.
Well, imagine.
Because they don't know if it's going to be big.
Well, and imagine, you know, internet days, you had no idea. You were just sitting there. At least now we get warnings.
That's
true. You know, back in the day, it was just like, you know, you're sitting there, and the next thing you know, you're like, Dad.
That wave looks pretty big.
And you're like, I think we're going to die. But, like, look at this. Like, this is the one from Fukushima. Like, that wave doesn't look that bad.
Oh, yeah.
But look at everything that's coming with it.
I know.
Like, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, like, a 60-foot fishing boat is being hurled at you and your house. And you're like, how do you move out of the way of that? And you're like, you don't.
And the water just keeps coming.
Yeah. It's just a never-ending swell.
Terrifying.
Then it hits a nuke reactor, and you know, then it really gets bad.
There's one other thing I learned today that I learned about a new part of the world today regarding this whole story, which we will get to wrap up this conversation coming up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You were talking about people not really taking natural disasters seriously.
No, people shrug them off a lot.
It does happen that somebody brings up on the fan text line the picture of the guys playing golf at Beacon Rock.
Yeah,
during the Eagle Creek fire.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That picture is insane.
It looked like the portal from hell.
Yeah, it doesn't look real.
No,
there's this blazing wildfire burning. And meanwhile, they're striping a 4-iron.
Yeah. Hey, I bet that was a nice 4-iron though. Hey, you know, for the gram though, I'll bet you they think that picture is the greatest.
Oh, it's epic,
bro. I guarantee that is everyone. If they have a dating profile, that is their photo.
But what I mean, but that's kind of like the tornado thing. It's like, yeah. I mean. You can golf. Like, the fire is not going to burn the golf course by the time you're done.
Until it does.
Well, it would, but, I mean, you would know that, though.
Would you? I mean, I guess that's the thing is, people get caught in bad situations. Well, we had the guy who just drowned because he was retrieving a ball. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, there was a guy.
A golf ball?
No, he said it was some sort of ball. He was either, I don't remember if it was the Columbia. It's like 2 or 3 days ago. Guy drowned. And they said that he was trying to retrieve like a piece of sports equipment.
I heard there was someone missing. I didn't hear that detail.
So, you know, you throw a football or you kick a soccer ball out there and you're like, well, I can get it. And you chest deep and then you're like, it's a little deeper. And you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, you're fine. You're okay until you're not. Like if you're by a fire, you see this all the time with people with evacuations. And they say, well, the fire is not that close. Next thing you know, a big wind gust comes and it kicks the fire. That fire can jump like a mile. Before you know it, and now it's behind you, and you're like, oh, F. So that's my point, is we think we're fine, because it doesn't seem to be right on top of you, but it's alarming how quickly things can change to, we're not okay. What was the, we were talking about the pilot. The pilot that had, they was what, 4.5 miles away from the other plane, and you hear 4.5 miles, what's the big deal? That's not an evasive maneuver. But we did a little math and we figured out if both planes are going roughly 500 miles an hour, you have about 11 seconds to make a decision before you go kablooey. And all of a sudden, again, you're like, oh, that plane's there. What do I do? Oh, 11 seconds went by and I'm dead.
Yeah. And in this instance, I think they were on the other side of the river. Not that fires can't jump water, because they do, right? But they were on the other side of the Columbia. It's just the way the photo was made it look like they were right next to the fire. Like the next parcel over was burning.
and didn't care.
It wasn't. And they didn't care. But it was a cool photo. Anyway, what I learned as we wrap up this discussion here, what I learned today, so where that 8.8 earthquake hit is a peninsula in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And you being from Alaska, maybe you know this or have seen this room window.
I looked out the window in Anchorage and was like, "There's you, moron!"
But that
Can I
peninsula
just say that's one of the dumbest things a politician has ever said.
So it's that peninsula in Russia, and I forget what it's called. I went and looked it up, and I was expecting Siberia.
Yeah,
you know, I was expecting desolate nothing.
Sure,
nothingness. It's gorgeous.
Yeah?
Yes. Go look it up, dude.
What's it?
I don't know. I just said, I don't know.
You don't get me.
What did you look up?
Earthquake. I looked up where
Russia
the
peninsula earthquake.
Well, yeah. Where the earthquake was is right on this peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people live there, but
guess is not many.
It is stunning. Mountains.
Oh, this is in.
Yeah, what's it called?
Ketchumka.
Okay, I'm sure that's not right, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Kamchatka Peninsula? Oh my God, you are so right.
Are you
right.
Seeing the photos of that?
It looks amazing.
Yeah, what would you think would have looked like?
It looks like a Nordic village. That, like, if you showed me that photo right there, I would think that that's like Oslo or
yeah, exactly. I want to go there. Well, maybe I don't, but you know what I mean.
Dude, that is...
It's
that's
awesome.
A stunning photo. Now, to be fair, it's like at night and there's a great mountain backdrop.
Big mountain.
Big mountain.
Ocean mountain.
Yeah, they've made it look really great. Maybe it doesn't look like that in person.
I went deeper than that photo you're looking at there.
That looks amazing.
Just Google image photos of that peninsula. It's really pretty.
Huh.
And who would have thought?
Yeah, that's crazy. And yeah, I mean, I mean, it's right across, like if you know where the Aleutian Islands are. Alaska, the little tail that comes down, the little vestibule tail in Alaska, it's right across from that. And no, I've never seen it, but that is amazing. Which honestly, it kind of makes sense because Southern Alaska is not, it's the same thing. When people hear Alaska, they think desolate, snowy, ice, but Southern Alaska is not like that. Southern Alaska doesn't look like that. If you go to Kodiak Island and all those places, it's actually some of the most beautiful places on earth that don't get all that snow covered crap.
All right. That wraps it up. I think we're done talking about, well, not today, but I just mean, I think we're done talking about tsunamis. And
I think we're going to stop.
Thank you, Arden. That was hot natural disaster talk for you guys today on a Wednesday.
It was right across from the sea of, you want to try to pronounce that sea that it was in?
I didn't even see it. What's it? Spell it.
I'm looking at all the little, it's.
You're speaking Japanese.
Yeah. O-K-L-H-O-T-S-K.
One more time, please.
Okay. L-H-O-S-K.
Could I have the origin, please?
Some sea in between Mongolia and the...
Okhotsk?
Yeah. And the...
I'm going to go... Okhotsk. Oklosk.
There you go.
Oklosk? Where's the L?
He said L! He said O-K-L.
Yeah, isn't there an L in there?
Oh, I see O-K-H-O-T-S-K.
You said L.
Oh, well, it was so small. I guess that is not an L. That's just the H.
Damn it, Sukanik.
Well, it's on a
what
map.
What is the spelling? O-K-H-O-S-K?
It's okay, hot S-K.
Okay, hot S-K. Okay, boy, you were looking at the spelling and misspelled it. Dude, shockingly poorly.
If you'd see how little this is on the map, it all just blends together. How the hell? You're telling me you're going to look at that and see that clearly?
Well, yeah.
No BS.
My eyes are very important to me. Don't try to deflect. Apparently, you can't even spell when spelling.
Well, it's very small.
Okhotsk?
The Sea of Okhotsk?
That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Oxhot.
It's an Oxnard? What?
It's a bunch of Ots.
Yeah.
All right. We should probably get to some sort of sport.
Yeah, probably.
Do you have anything tie-dye?
No.
That is next on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.